Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. On today's program, we will be talking about how to live to be a healthy 100 years of age with centenarian Dr. Ellsworth Wareham, MD. Dr. Wareham, a retired cardiothoracic surgeon who retired at the age of 95, recently celebrated his 100th birthday. Dr. Ellsworth Wareham has been internationally recognized as one of the healthiest and longest living individuals living in the blue zone of the city of Loma Linda, California, a city identified by researchers from National Geographic magazine as a geographic area in the world where people live exceptionally long, healthy lives. Dr. Wareham will share his secrets on how you can live to be a healthy 100 years of age. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest research and news affecting our health and longevity today.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Well, I just returned from the International Berry Health Benefit Symposium in Charlotte, North Carolina. A lot of great information and studies that were presented about the health benefits of berries. The whole conference was about berries. And I'll be sharing some of this information with you in the coming weeks, but I'll talk a little bit about some of the things that we found in the conference. It was interesting to learn about the health benefits of different types of berries. Now, whether you prefer strawberries, blueberries, cranberries, or the more exotic goji berries, or even the acai berries, taking a handful of these powerhouses to help keep your heart healthy, your vision clear, and your brain sharp is very important. And there's many other health benefits that were presented at the symposium regarding the consumption of berries in your diet. Let's look at blueberries. Now, these are very beneficial for your brain. They can boost memory and may even help ward off dementia. When a small group of older adults, early signs of memory decline, drank 2 cups of blueberry juice every day for 3 months, they saw significant improvements in their ability to both learn and remember things. Now, strawberries is a favorite berry amongst teenagers and children and adults of all ages, and these may also have the power to protect against cancer of the esophagus. This is one of the top 10 causes of cancer death throughout the world, and eating just 60 grams of freeze-dried strawberries a day for 6 months can improve precancerous lesions in the esophagus and may even prevent them from occurring in the first place. And this was according to a research study that was done at Ohio State University. Well, cranberries are another favorite berry, a little tart for some, but cranberry juice is quite popular, and of course, cranberries are used in many different recipes, too. And cranberries definitely have been shown to be beneficial for your urinary tract. And I'm sure you will have heard that cranberry juice is a remedy for cystitis and other urinary tract infections. However, there is science to support this remedy that is backed by good research. Laboratory research shows that drinking cranberry juice has a detrimental effect on the bacteria responsible for urinary tract infections. Studies carried out on humans suggest that people who drink it regularly, especially women, are less likely to suffer from these types of infections. Now, black raspberries are a great fruit to have in your diet and give a lot of great flavors and have also some great health benefits as well. And these are beneficial for your digestive system. Studies carried out by researchers lead to the belief that blackberries may be useful for the prevention and treatment of ulcerative colitis, an inflammatory bowel disorder that can increase the risk of colon cancer. Freeze-dried blackberries had a potent anti-inflammatory effect in mice with chemically induced ulcerative colitis, although these studies have yet to be carried out in trials on humans. Now, all berries are beneficial. In fact, almost all the berries are considered to be beneficial for your heart. And Finnish research suggests that eating berries may have heart-protecting effects. When middle-aged men and women ate 2 portions of berries, that's about 100 grams plus a small glass of berry drink, or a placebo every day for 2 months, the berry eaters saw systolic blood pressure reductions of up to 7.3 millimeters of mercury, while levels of HDL, or the good cholesterol, rose by more than 5%. A second group who ate an assortment of bilberries, loganberries, blackcurrants, strawberries, chokeberries, and raspberries also showed positive changes in the function of their platelets. And platelets, of course, are specialized blood cells involved in clotting. So what makes berries different from other fruits, and what is the secret ingredient that helps our bodies? Well, the research shows that although berries contain beneficial micro and macronutrients such as vitamins, minerals, folate, fiber, their various biological properties have been largely attributed to the high levels and wide variety of phytochemicals, including flavonoids, tannins, and phenolic acids. Now, in particular, anthocyanins, that's the flavonoid pigments that give berries their bright colors, appear to have a wide range of antioxidant, anti-cancer, and anti-inflammatory properties. And laboratory studies have offered evidence that berries have powerful effects on both the body and the brain. So introducing more berries to your daily diet can be very beneficial, and you can find them, just add them, have them plain, or sprinkle them on your salads, or make smoothies with them. Whatever you can, get more berries in your diet. We'll be right back after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
Welcome back to Health and Longevity. Do you have questions about nutrition, health, or longevity? This is your chance to have them answered. On each program, Dr. Westerdahl will choose a key question from our listening audience and respond to it on the air. Due to the high volume of emails, Dr. Westerdahl cannot personally answer each question on our broadcast. If you would like to submit a question, please go to our website, healthandlongevityradio.com. Once there, you will see a button to submit your questions. And now, the question of the day.
And our question for today is, what do you know about broccoli sprouts? Broccoli sprouts are the most potent source of organosulfurs, containing extremely high concentrations of anti-cancer phytochemicals called sulforaphane. In fact, concentrations of sulforaphane are even 20 to 50 times higher in broccoli sprouts than in regular broccoli. To learn more, go to broccosprouts.com.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
And our featured guest today on Health and Longevity is Ellsworth Wareham, MD. Dr. Wareham is a retired cardiothoracic surgeon. He has been recognized as one of the healthiest and longest living individuals in the Blue Zone city of Loma Linda, California. And the Blue Zone is a geographic area in the world that has been identified by researchers with National Geographic magazine, where people live exceptionally long and healthy lives. And Loma Linda, California has been named the Blue Zone of America due to its large population of Seventh-day Adventist church members who live healthy lifestyles, which contribute to their health and longevity. And Dr. Wareham has continued actively assisting in surgery to the age of 95 when he retired. And today, Dr. Wareham is now 100 years old. Dr. Wareham, congratulations on your 100th birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
You know, it was about 2 years ago I interviewed you, and I said, when you become 100, I'm going to call you back, and here we are.
Yeah.
So for our listeners that haven't heard you before, tell us what your secret is. What do you do and what do you recommend so that, you know, to live these 100 healthy years?
Well, I think that it is pretty generally known what a healthy lifestyle is. And it should involve, of course, exercise. One should be physically active.
Okay.
What one eats is important.
Right.
There's a lot of evidence in recent years that there's an advantage in a whole plant-based diet. We all know about President Clinton, how he had to have bypass grafts done when, in 2004, and in 2010, these grafts were closing down and his disease was progressing, and he had to have stents put in. So they put him on a plant-based diet, a low-plant-based diet, and he's getting along fine.
That's right.
And I think that we can all learn a lesson from this, since about one-third of us will die of coronary artery disease. If there's anything we can do to prevent it, we should do it.
Okay. Any other points, too, in addition?
Of course, there are other factors that are involved. I think one should have a stable emotional system and be free of stress. I think it is very important that one have a spiritual side of his life. I believe God and spiritual things is very helpful to a satisfactory living.
So the combination of a spiritual life, emotional balance, eating a healthy plant-based diet, and exercise are the keys that you're talking about here.
Yes, and there are studies that show that eating nuts daily is helpful.
Okay.
In fact, Dr. Gary Fraser, in his article on longevity, noted that a person who ate nuts had an advantage of 2.74 years, which was ahead of high levels of exercise, which was 2.73 years.
Ah.
And there are some other studies that show the beneficial effects of eating nuts as well.
Well, let's talk about your personal secrets, and I think you revealed some of them here, but let's talk a little about what you have done. Now, you started off with exercise. What kind of exercise do you do? I know you're active in your garden, I understand.
Well, that is my chief form of exercise, is looking after my place. I have quite a large lot associated with my home, and there are plantings on it, and it requires pruning, cultivation, taking care of the watering, and so forth. I do not have a structured form of exercise like going out and walking 3 or 4 miles a day or walking for a half an hour or anything like that.
You don't go to the gym or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Okay, so
now, I would like to say this, that as I said, the studies show that this is associated with beneficial effects. And in the study made by Dr. Fraser, it rated ahead of some other health practices. That is, high levels of exercise rated ahead of some other healthful practices. But I have not followed that particular course.
So primarily your exercise is your gardening, kind of practical exercise.
Yes, that's right. I grew up on a farm, and physical labor was a thing which was very much, of course, part of that type of life.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do some kind of, I like to see some results out of it. And I have never been one to run or to walk as a form of exercise.
Now, let's talk about your diet. You are a big proponent of all plant-based diet. In other words, no real animal products at all, right? Correct?
That's right.
Why don't you go over your diet and types of foods you eat and that type of thing for someone that, you know, may not be that familiar. They've heard about a plant-based diet, but what's all involved with that?
Well, let me say to begin with that only two people have shown that they can reverse or arrest coronary artery disease, and that's Dr. Esselstyn of the Cleveland Clinic and Dr. Ornish of San Francisco. Now, Dr. Esselstyn from the Cleveland Clinic, of course, comes from a place that's a great authority on coronary artery disease because coronary angiography was developed at the Cleveland Clinic, and coronary bypass grafts were developed at the Cleveland Clinic. Now, Dr. Esselstyn, these need not exist, and if it does, it need not progress. Well, when you consider that one-third of the people in the United States will have coronary disease, you can see that that's a pretty important disease to take under control. So, since they believe, Dr. Esselstyn and Dr. Ornish, that a plant-based, whole plant-based diet is essential in lowering your cholesterol, that's why I follow it.
And Dr. Ornish's studies was really one of the big ones in the medical literature to show that you can actually reverse that process of atherosclerosis.
That's right.
Reverse it.
You just stop to think of the amount of money that could be saved in this country if you could get rid of coronary artery disease. Dr. Esselstyn says you can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have a blood cholesterol of under 150, it is considered, you're very unlikely to have coronary artery disease. My blood cholesterol is 117.
Wow, that's great.
If I had pain in my chest, I wouldn't even think of having an electrocardiogram.
Right.
I'd think it was a gastric reflux or something else. because people with low cholesterol like that don't have coronary artery disease.
Now, what about the plant-based diet? Let's talk about some of the practical things. What are you eating? What kind of nuts do you eat? What kind of vegetables do you eat? What are the foods that you're eating that's contributing to that? Do you have any special recipes that you like?
No. Now, it has been shown, of course, that it is beneficial to eat nuts. And I happen to like nuts. And before this study even came out, I was eating nuts because I just enjoy them. And, of course, they add protein to a person on a plant-based diet. There are other sources of protein, of course, which are very valuable. The legumes, of course, like beans and peas, and those are good sources of protein. And it's not a problem, really.
Mm-hmm. Do you eat the beans regularly?
Yes, I do. I eat some form of legumes regularly, beans, vegetables, things like that.
Okay.
I eat whole grain foods.
So none of the white bread?
No, the white bread is definitely out.
Have you heard that saying, the whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead?
No, well, I don't know about that.
Well, they're
practically everybody realizes that one should be on whole plant grain products, whether that be wheat or oats or barley or whatever.
As far as vegetables, are there any particular vegetables that you eat quite a bit of?
Well, I like broccoli. And of course, broccoli rates very high.
It does.
In fiber and in vitamins and minerals.
Calcium.
But I like any of the leafy vegetables. They're all fine. Carrots, of course, are a tremendous source of vitamin A. And I like them either raw or my wife sometimes. I think one has to be careful if you're going to cook vegetables, not to boil them in water where all the vitamins and minerals disappear in the water. They should be steamed and cooked with as little water as possible.
So do you eat quite a bit of raw vegetables?
Not a lot. I don't pay a lot of attention to those things. I eat what's available. And
because I noticed that in some of the cultures where they live long lives, in different areas of the world, you'll find a predominance, a big percentage is raw vegetables. And then the ones that they do eat, like you say, lightly steam them and don't overcook them.
No, I will eat them either raw or cooked. As I say, if my wife cooks them, she steams them and then doesn't place them in water. I think that's one of the things you have to watch. And I do see the advantage of eating raw vegetables. I don't make any particular point of it, but when they're available, I eat them, and I eat them when they're cooked.
How about fruits? Any particular fruits you like to eat?
I like all types of fruits.
Okay.
I like all plants, really. I eat regularly some apples every day.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife will buy high pulp orange juice, and I'll have some of that, or I'll eat an orange.
Okay.
And when the peaches are in, I'll eat them. I enjoy all types of fruits. Strawberries, of course, are very fine.
Now, we talked about heart disease, but this same type of diet has protective effects for the second leading killer, cancer, doesn't it?
Yes, there are side effects as far as cancer is concerned and renal disease is concerned and so forth. It's beneficial all the way through.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been following the plant-based diet, a vegetarian diet?
Well, I never did care for animal products very much. I never did drink milk by the glass.
Mm-hmm.
I never did care to eat eggs as such, like boiled eggs or scrambled eggs or things like that. My mother used them in the cooking, and my wife did. In the last probably 25 years, my wife has been quite careful in serving me a vegan diet.
Mm-hmm.
She got away from the use of eggs in cooking of food. You know how they're used in baking and so forth.
Oh, yeah, as ingredients.
But she's learned how to do it without using eggs.
What about vegetable oils? Do you do any of that, or you stay away from the oils, or do you include some?
No, I don't use vegetable oils very much as such. I will eat the whole olive some.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a great one for putting sauces and oils on the food I eat. I eat the
Do you use like
extra food as it is.
Some people like extra virgin olive oil. Do you use that, or do you tend
to? Well, I do use it some, but not much.
Okay, in moderation, very small
amount.
Yes,
I don't use a lot of oil. It's just, truthfully, I don't pay much attention to those things.
Okay.
If they're sometimes on the table, I'll use them a little bit, but otherwise I don't use them.
So what I see here is a very simple, not complex, all total plant-based diet, or some people call it a vegan diet, is what you're doing, and you contribute that to a lot of your health and longevity.
Well, you know, study made by Fraser, yep. One person doesn't prove anything. You know, I saw a picture the other day of a lady who alleged she was 120 years old. I don't know whether she had a birth certificate to prove that or not, but
mm-hmm.
She was smoking a cigarette.
Right.
So one has to be careful about using any one individual as a proof of anything.
Sure.
But the Adventist Health Study done by Fraser of the Department of Public Health of Loma Linda University, they studied 34,000 Adventists, compared them to the general population of California. Now, if about, say, half of them, 15,000 of those were men, that's a pretty good sampling.
Mm-hmm.
And in those studies, he found that an Adventist vegetarian male would outlive a male of the general population in California by 9.5 years.
Almost a decade.
Yeah, that's right. Now, those are lacto-ovo vegetarians.
Right.
Now, if they were vegans, according to my studies, I think they would do better.
Okay.
And even a certain amount of, there's a lot of people who are lacto-ovo vegetarians and aren't eating a very healthful diet. They're taking on a lot of saturated fats, you know, and so forth.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, some of those vegetarian entrees could have more cholesterol and saturated fat than
That's
eating
right.
meat.
Colin Campbell, the great nutritionist of Cornell University that wrote the China study.
Right.
He alleges that the animal proteins are as bad as the animal fat.
Right.
And so you're not going to get anywhere by throwing out the yolk of the egg and eating the white, or throwing away the cream and drinking the skim milk. You still got the animal protein.
Right.
So anyhow, it's very simple to, I think, be on a program that is healthful.
Okay. Let me ask you, as part of your nutrition diet program, do you take any vitamin supplement, like a
multiple vitamin.
Okay.
Each day. I do that on a sort of a general
sure.
idea that if I'm deficient, but I don't believe in supplements as such.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of evidence to show that they're not too beneficial.
Mm-hmm. But a multi that covers all the bases, and also being that you're on a plant-based diet, you're getting your vitamin B12 that way too.
Yes, yes. Yeah, the vitamin B12 is a factor, as you know.
Right. Now, Dr. Wareham, let's talk about the third part of that Secrets to Health and Longevity we were talking about earlier, and that's the spiritual part of it. How does spirituality fit into your life as a component of your lifestyle?
Well, I think it's very important. I think the fact that the Adventists do so well in the health studies is not only based on a plant-based diet, And incidentally, only about half Adventists, in the last figures I saw, are vegetarian.
That's right.
And they're lacto-ovo-vegetarians, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the fact that the Adventists take off one day a week and use that a day for spiritual refreshment and rest, I think is a very important part of longevity.
And that's what the Bible calls as a Sabbath day.
That's right, the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath day, the only commandment that has remember on it.
So that's physical, mental, spiritual rest, a full day.
I believe, you know, there are a lot of people that say take off a day a week without work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one thing not to work. I think it's another thing to get spiritually recharged.
Right.
And Adventists as a group are inclined to take seriously their day of rest, and they go to church, and I think they have a beneficial effect. I think that Adventist health study, comparing the Adventists of California with the regular population, is a very, very significant study. And it has to do more than what they eat, I believe.
Yes. Well, Dr. Wareham, I want to thank you so much for being with us today on Health and Longevity. And, you know, like you say, you're one out of many Adventists. And by the way, when I worked in Hawaii at Castle Medical Center, I knew another Adventist couple. The wife was 104 and the husband was 103. And
those Hawaiians, they get into the longevity all right.
And they were vegetarians also, and they gardened every day in their garden. It reminds me what you're doing. So there's similarities in that lifestyle. So anyway, I want to thank you so much for being on the program, and I wish you many more years to go.
And thank you for speaking to me. Thank you very much.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you so much.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's all for today's program. Remember to visit our website to listen to all our programs at healthandlongevityradio.com. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.